Hi, I'm Kevin Flood, and I'm giving the virtual tour on Tuesday the 21st of September at 7:30 for London Walks. It's called Ringing the Equinox Walk. It's a special walk, and it's a sort of a potpourri of a walk, and it goes around the centre of the City of London, from Southwark through to Fleet Street, and what it does is it looks for clues as to how the year has arranged, particularly looking at autumn, September, and the period around the equinox, but also looking at how years and time were arranged in different cultures and in different businesses. So we'll look at prehistoric, Celtic, Roman, Egyptian, Babylonian, Catholic views of how the year goes, look at Jewish arrangements of the year, and we'll look at how the days arranged, how the hours came about, how the years divided up, and everything about the calendar. It's really, really interesting, and it all sort of really springs from the fact that there are many different ways of calculating time in the Bible. It's by the cock crowing in the New Testament. That's when the next day begins, with the cock crow. But in some societies, the day begins not at dawn, not at midday, not at midnight, but at dusk. And years start at different times of the year as well. And basically, we're going to go into all this. And at the heart of it is it's something that is quite interesting, because it's an interaction between the nature, the sun and the moon and the seasons, and human organization, which wants something more clockwork like but the sun and the moon, although the sun and the moon have got their own time scales, they don't fit in with each other. So, and then the nature that follows the sun and the moon also has its own idiosyncrasies. So basically keeping track of it is all quite difficult, particularly for logical beings like human beings. You've got the sun, which goes 365 days around the year, around the earth. The moon takes about a month, but it doesn't fit neatly. It's not 12 months to a year, not 13 months to a year, it's something between that, and it alters and it changes. Now, over time, it changes. So how does society cope with that, and how does it catch up? How is it you have a winter season which suddenly is in the summer because your calendars have got out of kilter? So we'll look at these people involved in making these arrangements, people like Dionysus Exiguus, the Venerable Bede. We'll look at Roger Bacon, we'll look at Pope Julius Caesar, Pope Gregory, and how they made arrangements for the year. But we'll also look at folklore, particularly around about September and the equinox, which is September 21st, 22nd, and things that happened in the autumn and what autumn is all about. So it's really interesting virtual tour. We'll see bits of central London as well, and I've hoped to choose nice interesting pictures. I'm Kevin Flood. I used to work at the Victoria and Albert Museum as assistant keeper, a senior archaeologist at the Museum of London, and I've ran as a director, manager, curator, several small museums, as well as been consultant to lots of museums. I lecture at university, written a couple of books, and so I'm using all my sort of widespread experience to have a periodic look at the year and how it works. So look out for my Halloween tour, my New Year's tour, my spring equinox tour, and my summer solstice tour. So I hope to see you on Tuesday the 21st at 7:30 on the London Walks website. Just look up London Walks on Google, and then go to the calendar. Tuesday, 21st of September, 7:30, ring in the Equinox Walk with me, Kevin Flood. Lovely to, well, hopefully that you're listening to this, and I hope to see you in person, or at least on camera. See you soon.